My husband doesn't care about fixing our relationship.
I'm angry at my husband because he doesn't care about fixing our relationship.
He's supposed to care at all about your relationship when he doesn't. Does that sound like love to you? How do you treat him when you believe this insane concept that he should care about you at all, ever?
I ignore him. I judge him.
And how does it feel inside you to ignore and judge someone you love?
It hurts. I feel awful.
When you believe the thought, welcome to hell, who would you be in his presence without the thought that he should care about you?
I would care about him.
Yes. You're trying to get love from him, and you are already love.
It always hurts to ask him for it, because it's not really coming from him then.
Yes, sweetheart. I'm angry at my husband because he doesn't care about fixing our relationship. Turn it around.
I'm angry at myself because I don't care about fixing my relationship with me.
Yes. When you're mentally in his business, dictating whom he should or shouldn't love, you feel separation and loneliness. Can you find another turnaround?
I'm angry at myself because I don't care about fixing my relationship with him. That's true, because I only care about making life comfortable for me.
Yes. You think, I'll fix my relationship with him when he starts to care. And it never happens. So you may want to go home and say, sweetheart, I'm so excited. I love that you don't care. I just found out that I don't either.
That's true, and it's really funny.
And you may want to tell him the rest. I found out that I don't care about you except to make my life more comfortable.
Yes.
You are everything that you call him. He is your story. So far, you haven't even met him yet. Hurt feelings or discomfort of any kind cannot be caused by another person. No one outside me can hurt me. That's not a possibility. It's only when I believe a stressful thought that I get hurt. And I'm the one hurting me when I'm believing what I think. This is very good news because it means that I don't have to get someone else to stop hurting me. I'm the one who can stop hurting me. It's within my power. What we are doing with inquiry is meeting our thoughts with some simple understanding, finally. Pain, anger, and frustration will let us know when it's time to inquire. We either believe what we think or we question it. There's no other choice. Questioning our thoughts is the kinder way. Inquiry always leaves us as more loving human beings. My husband wants too much sex.
My husband is too sexually demanding.
Is that true? What does he demand?
Well, he doesn't exactly demand. He asks me to have sex with him.
So it's not even true that he is too sexually demanding. Interesting. And how do you react when you think he's too demanding?
I used to feel pressured, and I'd try to please him by saying yes, whether I felt like it or not. And now I say no most of the time.
And how do you treat him when you believe that he is demanding and he's not? It must be a torture chamber trying to imagine what he thinks when he brings the subject up.
I'm suspicious of him. When he's nice to me, I think he's just trying to get me in the mood. It makes me tense and not at all in the mood. I see him as manipulative and sneaky, and then I think he only cares about himself and doesn't care about my feelings. I get angry and pull away from him even more.
I can see why you're tense and turned off. Who wants to sleep with someone she believes is selfish? Who would you be without the thought that he's too demanding?
I could just give an honest yes or no when he asks me. I wouldn't imagine that he's asking me for sex all the time. If he gets grumpy when I say no, that has nothing to do with me. My only job is to ask myself if I want to have sex at that moment with that grumpy man. He might notice which man I prefer to have sex with, the grumpy one or the contented one. Right now, it feels like we'd have sex more often.
Yes. You may even see him as someone who is honestly telling you what he wants. You may see him as someone who really loves you. Look how you treat him, and he still wants to be intimate with you. My husband is too sexually demanding. Turn it around.
I'm too sexually demanding. I often demand no sex, and I control his sex life, really. When I think my husband should be able to read my mind and ask me to have sex only when I feel like it, I'm being sexually demanding in a big way.